This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, starting in 1974 as Maynard Ferguson and his big band take on the characteristics of Herbie Hancock's Headhunters Ensemble, covering track A1 on Herbie's 73 album, Chameleon. FM and WCWP.org. Dave Pike on marimba with a cover of You've Got Your Troubles, I've Got Mine, on Jazz for the Jet Set in 1966, a year after The Fortunes made it a hit and 2 years after Roger Cook and Roger Greenaway wrote it, their inaugural composition as a songwriting team. Besides Dave on marimba, Herbie Hancock played organ, but not organ bass, since Bob Cranshaw was on acoustic bass, though it sounded electric, Billy Butler on electric guitar, Bruno Carr on drums, and the trumpet team of Marty Scheller and Clark Terry, CT, soloed. The Fortunes' rendition of You've Got Your Troubles reached number 7 on the U.S. charts, number 2 in their native U.K., and number 1 in Canada, the home country of trumpeter and big band leader Maynard Ferguson, who played the song before Dave Pike's cover of You've Got Your Troubles, a cover of Chameleon by the aforementioned Herbie Hancock, the title track to Maynard's 1974 album, a year after Herbie's original on Head Hunters. Two words like his initials, H.H., Herbie Hancock. Chameleon, the record, was Maynard's first studio recording since returning to the U.S., where he initially moved in 48. He had been in England, where the Fortunes were from, and are with the current members. Chameleon, the song, was written by Herbie Hancock, saxophonist Benny Maupin, bassist Paul Jackson, and drummer Harvey Mason. Maynard's cover of Chameleon avoided the middle portion and included him on trumpet, Bob Summers among the backing trumpets, Brian Smith on tenor sax, Joe Beck on guitar, Alan Zavad on Rhodes piano, Rick Patrone on bass, which was electric for sure, and Dan D'Imperio on drums. The bass trombone effect came via false pedal tones on Jerry Johnson's 2B trombone, and that's Jerry with a J, unlike the guitarist that spells it with a G, and a second E where the second R would be. Chameleon was the first track on both Maynard's Chameleon and Herbie's Headhunters. The second track, last of side A on Headhunters, is Harvey Mason's funky pygmy arrangement of the first track on Herbie's first album, Taken Off, Watermelon Man.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextasy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextasy. That was Herbie Hancock with Watermelon Man from Headhunters in 1973, 11 years after Herbie wrote it for his debut recording, Taken Off. This version, arranged by drummer Harvey Mason, adds 8-bar sections to the original 16-bar blues form. Mace is on drums, Herbie is on Rhodes clavinet, Arp Odyssey synthesizer, and Arp Pro Soloist synthesizer. Filling out the group were Benny Maupin on soprano sax, Paul Jackson on bass and marimbula, and Bill Summers on all the percussion, inspired by pygmy music of Central Africa. Bill's percussive instruments included beer bottles, a go-go, and hindawoo, vocalizing while playing a stem whistle. You may recognize the 73 Watermelon Man from various rap and hip-hop songs that sampled it, including 1-900-LL Cool J by LL Cool J. David Benoit will take us from Central Africa to Central America next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP's
at WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Herbie Hancock had Watermelon Man, and David Benoit has the man with the Panama hat. That's in Central America.
Bonjour, c'est Marc-Antoine, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shmeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Say Mike, and that was Mark with Unity from Classical Soul in 1994, his debut release. He played his signature classical guitars on his composition along with drum programming. Britain, Mike Railton was on keyboards. 94 was the year Mike left. A Flock of Seagulls, another English band. Armand Sabal Lecco on bass, electric, and percussion by Willie McNeil. Before that, Mark's friend David Benoit with his composition The Man with the Panama Hat from Freedom at Midnight in 1987. The Panama hat is really an Ecuadorian hat, but it got the Panama name because in the 19th and early 20th centuries, South American goods, Ecuador is in South America, were shipped to the Isthmus of Panama before heading on to places like the United States. The Isthmus is the border between North and South America. Other names for the Panama hat are Jipijapa hat or Toquilla straw hat, derived from the two names of the palm-like plant used to make them. David played piano on The Man with the Panama Hat, Randy Kerber on keyboards, Sam Riney on soprano sax, Dan Huff on electric guitar, Abe Laboriel from Mexico on bass, Jeff Porcaro on drums, and the percussion duo of Jeff's father Joe and Jeff's Toto bandmate Lenny Castro, a native New Yorker of Puerto Rican descent. That's 280s bands cited in one segment. The band Hiroshima plays third in tonight's second segment with the title track to their 1989 release, East. Hiroshima on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with East from East in 1989. Hiroshima the band is from East LA, but the song and record slash cassette slash CD was intended to recognize the founding members' Japanese ancestors' heritage and legacy, and to celebrate the U.S.'s cultural diversity. So said the writer and Hiroshima co-founder Dan Kuramoto. He was heard on keyboards, programming, and alto sax by Takeshi Ito of Japanese fusion band T-Square, actually from Japan, had the alto sax solo. June Kuramoto, Dan's ex-wife and friend, played koto, a signature sound on Hiroshima songs, Johnny Mori on taiko, Machun, a.k.a. Margaret Sasaki Taylor, on vocals, Kimo Cornwell on additional keyboards and the solo, T.J. Parker on guitar, Dean Cortez on bass, Danny, not Dan, Yamamoto on drums and percussion with additional percussion by Luis Conte. Next hour, we'll hear another Japanese saxophone, Sadao Watanabe, and a cut from his latest live recording. But leading off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shmeri, Lenny Castro returns with saxophonist Huge Groove.
Do the playlist today.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shmeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Sure enough, Huge Groove, a.k.a. Steve Grove, with Chillaxin.
This is Travis DeMerce, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shmeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Travis. That was Ken Navarro with, I'll tell you what, man, from Smooth Sensation in 1997. I miss having John Gruden in the public eye, and I bet Frank Caliendo misses that more. Ken wrote I'll Tell You What and played acoustic guitar and any keyboards not played by Jay Rowe, who was also on piano. Eric Marienthal was on alto sax, Gary Granger on bass, and his brother Greg on drums, another familial combo. Before Ken Navarro told you what, Huge Groove was Chillaxin on Just Feels Right in 2005. Chillaxin does feel right. Huge wrote Chillaxin and played soprano sax, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Tony Maiden of Rufus was on electric guitar and Lenny Castro back on percussion. Taking us into hour two, a song about New York, recorded in Los Angeles and not East LA, guitarist Lee Ritenour with 78th and 3rd.
This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended on the corner of East 78th Street and 3rd Avenue in Manhattan's Lenox Hill neighborhood on the Upper East Side. 78th and 3rd was the song written and performed by Lee Ritenour from Ritz House in 2002. His house is in L.A., and that's where Ritz House was recorded. Not at his house, but at studios in L.A. Lee was on guitar, presumably Gibson L5, like Wes Montgomery, Joey DeFrancesco, who we lost way too soon a few weeks ago, on organ with bass. He played trumpet elsewhere on Hiroshima's East album. Byron Wookie Landham on drums, and the horn section of Jerry Hay and Gary Grant on trumpets, Bill Reichenbach on trombone, and Dan Higgins on tenor sax. Hour two begins with another guitarist 20 years after 78th and 3rd, the year we're almost 75% through. Paul Brown is the guitarist with Secret Sauce. Don't ask how it's made. FM and WCWP.org. The Bob James Trio with Angela, Bob's 1978 composition for the sitcom Taxi, performed in 2018 on 4K video with Dolby Atmos audio at a studio in the Seattle area, and the audio from that session was extracted for an MQA CD released on January 28th of this year called Feel Like Making Live. Bob wrote what became the Taxi theme song as a cue for the third episode, Blind Date, which I led myself to believe involved Alex Rieger, Judd Hirsch, dating an actual blind woman named Angela, Suzanne Kent. I even said as much when I played the version from Bob's Touchdown album, also in 78, on January 19th, 9 days before Feel Like Making Live came out. Wrong. Listening to James Burroughs' memoir back in July, called Directed by James Burroughs, set me straight. Jimmy directed 75 episodes of Taxi, including Blind Date, where Angela Matusa was the charming voice of Bobby, not Bob, Wheeler's, Jeff Conaway's, answering service. In person, she was unattractive, gruff, and surly. Alex got through Angela's gruff veneer by the end of the episode, and she returned once more in the season 2 episode, The Lighter Side of Angela Matusa, referring to her 100-pound weight loss. Suzanne was heavy again by the time I first saw her as Mrs. Renee on Pee-wee's Playhouse. Now that I've corrected the record, Bob James played Rhodes piano on the trio version of Angela, as he did along with synthesizers on the original Touchdown version and Taxi version, with Michael Palazzolo on acoustic bass, different from the original, and Billy Kilson on drums. Before that, Paul Brown with Secret Sauce from his latest release, Promised Land, coming out on July 15th, 2 months ago tomorrow. Paul musically formulated Secret Sauce with Jeff Carruthers. Paul played electric guitar, Jeff played keyboards and drum and percussion programming. Roberto Valli was on electric bass and the two-man horn section of Ron King, the arranger, on trumpet, and Greg Vail on saxophones. Just so we're clear, the song is not the Secret Sauce. It's only the title, so you can't make your own, Plankton. Sadao Watanabe is on one saxophone, alto sax, for another live recording about a woman, but this was in front of an audience at Suntory Hall in Tokyo. Bob James had Angela, and Watanabe-san had tonight's third cover, Laura, the theme to the 1944 movie of the same name, Laura. Sadao Watanabe on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with the jazz standard Laura, composed by David Raxon for the 1944 film Laura. Sadao's version was part of Jazz and Bossa live at Suntory Hall, recorded in their main hall in June 2021. Incidentally, every track in this segment was the first on their corresponding album. Sadao was on his signature alto sax, Masaki Hayashi on piano, Kichiro Komobuchi on acoustic bass, Itetsu Takamura on drums, and the strings were led by concertmaster Takayuki Oshikane. Saxophonist Marion Meadows covers Pat Metheny Group to lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
So I get this call.
.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Probably should have called back to 78th and 3rd when talking about all the stuff from 1978. Here's Marion Meadows on tenor sax and backing soprano with a cover, that's for tonight, of Here to Stay by Pat Metheny Group, the first of a pair of 2009 songs.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Bernie. That's a pair of songs by saxophonists from 2009, both on lead tenor. The second was Candace Dance by Richard Elliott, another tune about a woman from Rock Steady, as in the tune by Aretha Franklin, a woman. Candace ends with I-C-E, like Candace Bergen, not A-C-E, like Candace Cameron Bure or Phineas and Ferb character Candace Flynn, voiced by Ashley Tisdale, sister of Phineas, stepsister of Ferb. Richard Elliott wrote Candace Dance with his good friend Rick Braun, 2 years removed from their R&R collaboration, though they were still touring as such, in 09. Rick didn't play on his co-composition, though. Richard did play tenor sax, as I said, lead tenor, Philippe Sace on keyboards, Dwight Sills on guitar, Nate Phillips on bass, Ricky Lawson on drums, and percussion entirely this time by Luis Conte. The first song from 2009 by a tenor saxophonist was Marion Meadows' cover of Here to Stay by Pat Metheny Group, another Metheny-Mays collaboration. Whereas Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays' song kicked off PMG's We Live Here CD in 1995, Marion's cover was the last track on Secrets. Marion played lead tenor sax and backing soprano Brian Chartrand vocalized in the spirit of Mark Ledford and David Blaymeyers, Chip Sheeran on piano, keyboards, and real bass, Rachel Eckroth on Rhodes and Hammond B3 organ specifically, Steve Jabari Kersey on drums, and solos by Jay Rowe, heard last hour with Ken Navarro, on piano, Lyle was a big influence on Jay, and Perry Hughes, oh there you are Perry, on guitar, more in the style of George Benson than Pat Metheny. Perry Hughes, not the platypus slash Agent P, is part of Bob James's non-trio touring band, where he channels Eric Gale on songs like Angela. The late great guitarist Nick Colleone is featured on this 2016 tune by keyboardist Ollie Silk. Hey Britain, like Mike Railton. Suits you, sir. Nick did like to wear suits.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan Seltzer. That's Ollie Silk featuring Nick Colleone with Ollie's composition Suits You, Sir, the last track on Where I Left Off in 2016. I refers to Ollie. Ollie was on piano, Rhodes piano, keyboards, and drum programming. Nick was featured on guitar, Orefo Orakwe on bass, and Carl Vandenbosch with percussion. Brian Simpson is waiting to lead off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. next.
Every Monday night,
right here, 88.1 FM at WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The wait is over. It's Brian Simpson with What I'm Waiting For.
Hey, it's Jay Mirabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shimeri.
Thank you, Jay. That was JJ Sansavarino with To the Top as we near the bottom of this week's show. To the Top is on Soul Energy, another Soul CD, which came out on June 3rd, 2022. JJ composed To the Top and played guitars and keyboard programming. Devon Divine Touch Allison was on the main keyboards, John Dillard on bass, Sean Pelton on drums, percussion by Danny Sedownick, and the one-man brass section of Jonathan Powell. Before that, Brian Simpson with What I'm Waiting For from All That Matters in 2021, written by Brian and not Nick Colione, but Nicholas Cole. Nicholas did most of the work on What I'm Waiting For, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Brian was on piano and Steve Alanis on tenor sax. Well, we ended the first hour with organ, and we end the show with organ. Ronnie Foster with the title track to his July 15th release, same day as Paul Brown. Reboot is the album and the song, written by Ronnie on organ with bass, his son Chris Foster on drums, another father-son duo, and Michael O'Neill on guitar. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Reboot by Ronnie Foster and son, and Michael O'Neill is the last song before we reboot next week. So long.